Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this year have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings and cheers, ladies and gentlemen. This and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 194 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. How you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm doing just fine. A little hot.
Is the AC still not working?
The AC comes and goes, much like my internet connection. I have to shut it down for a while and then restart it. But it's going to be hot here all week. In fact, this morning, there was some fog out here, and that's never good in July because, as you know, the saying that goes, summer fog will scorch a hog.
I'd never heard that before.
Well, now you have. Uh-huh.
I'll use it at some point in conversation today with someone.
Probably hot down there, too, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's going to hit triple digits today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be pretty brutal. And it's bad enough that it's so hot. I'm all discombobulated this morning.
What's the problem?
Well, I didn't poop at my normal time. I was way late with my poop this morning. And when I get behind schedule like that, it takes all day to catch up. I'm a pretty regular guy.
Yeah, I've known that about you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to. I hate to be irregular, especially in the heat. I'll tell you what, Jay. I looked out my window this morning. It's so damn hot already. Not quite as hot as you guys, but the guy who pushes the grocery cart around, collecting beer cans, he walked right by an empty 24-ounce natural light can. It's too hot to even bend over and pick it up.
You can't pick that one up with the bare hands, can you?
Yeah.
Too much metal there, giving off heat.
I even saw a dog chasing a rabbit, and they were both walking.
Hi-yo!
Enough of the heat jokes.
I was looking at the chat room here, and we see Diane says that in New Jersey, summer fog equals toxic smog. So they've got that going for them.
Yeah. And that's
we have
nice
a pretty decent little. Yeah, I was going to say we got a pretty decent crowd in the chat room.
Yeah, we've got Catcher's Dude's mom, the lovely Diane, Euro Chick. We have a guest, and we have Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And Mike, by the way, is the official researcher of the I'm Stupid show.
He is. And he's also the official commenter on Bagwine Ruminations.
Yes, he is.
And he tells me TMI on my discussing my late poop this morning. You should have seen his comment on Bagwine Ruminations, people. My goodness.
Yeah. You might want to check that out or not. yes, folks, in case you didn't know, that title that we bestow on Mike doesn't come haphazardly. After every show, nearly every show, when he's listening, on the subject we talk about, we'll get emails that have several links to the topic, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, he hits the Wikipedia page, and then he digs a little deeper using the Google machine.
He should be watching for. He should be working for Fox News.
Well, I don't know. He may do too much research for them.
Yeah, that's right. He is a little truthful.
They would prefer that you just read whatever the bosses sent you to read, and nothing else.
That's right.
Well, we got a couple of shout outs we need to do here this morning.
Okay.
Got a couple of birthday shout outs. And the first one is to our very good friend, Average Chick, who, if you don't know Average Chick, she is in the middle of a complicated pregnancy and has had some ups and downs. Things are a little bit difficult there, and today's her birthday, and she's going to spend it lying flat on her back in a hospital bed. So we want to send her a shout-out. Thinking about her.
And the trooper she is.
Oh, yeah.
She mentioned on Twitter today, it's time to catch up on the I'm With Stupid archives.
Yep. Amazing priorities there.
Yes. Well, I think she's doing it because, as regular listeners know, her Cletus the Fetus is the official fetus of the I'm With Stupid show.
Yes, he is. And, Fluffalicious just joined us in the chat room. How you doing,
yes,
huh,
I
baby?
Saw that.
All right.
I wonder what
And we want to
wearing.
Send a... And we want to send a happy birthday shout-out to Dana, who's doing jury duty today. Hang 'em high, Dana.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she's in the... they're deliberating now, and she's going, it's my birthday, damn it, and someone's going to jail.
I don't do birthdays. You're toast, buddy.
Consider yourself my candle.
Burn, bitch.
We have one more birthday, kind of a celebrity birthday. Nelson Mandela, Jay, turns 93 today.
Absolutely. We know he's listening. Mr. Mandela, Mr. President, happy birthday to you.
Yep. I'm sending him a case of Oreos as we speak.
Which he can dip in his milk.
That's right.
Soften him up, you know, at 90 years of age or whatever he is. It's, you know.
Or if you're me at 46 years of age, you still have to soften him up.
So, Matt, I got to tell you a little story. It happened to me yesterday, and you're going to completely identify with this.
I'm listening.
All right. So, had to run to the store yesterday because I needed some Captain Crunch and an onion. They go together. It's a little weird, but, you know. Anyway, and a couple other items. And so I get up there to the checkout aisle there. And the guy in front of me is getting hamburger meat and buns. And I started to ask him where the cheese was because surely he's going to have cheese on it. But anyway, the girl rings him up, tells him the total. And he then tells her he needs ice and asks her what size bags they have. And they only have one size, so now he has to decide if he needs one or two bags.
Oh, God.
So he makes that decision. And then he hands her a $20 bill and says, hold on, I think I have exact change.
Oh, God.
So we all stand there, and everybody in line goes, ah, man, as he digs into his pockets, both pockets, you know, trying to dig out all the nickels and dimes and pennies.
And at the same time as he's digging, change is flying, as are several 7-year-old cough drops
Exactly. And one unused condom from 1987. But I know how you love the exact change, people.
Oh, yeah. I just broke out into a cold sweat. Well, I had my revenge yesterday, Jay. About a half hour ago, prior to going on the air. Drive-by Mikey, the owner and purveyor of the beer mine. He called me and said, "Hey, Mahoney, your drawer was $10 over." So evidently I ripped off someone for $10. 3.5 years never happened to me, Jay.
Man. So you just told him to apply that $10 to the next 4 or 5 purchases of some Wild Irish Rose, right?
No, I'm sure he'll pocket it. Unless, of course, someone comes through and claims it, you know. But
yeah?
I think it's a lesson not only for me, but for the customers as well. As you come through the beer mine, it's not just my responsibility to give you the correct change. The customer needs to find this, consider this as well.
Come on now, we all learned basic math in grade school, folks.
But actually, I do feel bad about that. I like to be perfect.
Yeah, and here you are, a hardened criminal, swiping $10 from people.
I know. If only I had put it in my pocket, I'd be good at criminality. Just like when I stole a bottle of rose from the place and, well, I rung it up and just failed to pay for it. Maybe I should have omitted the ringing it up part.
That would have been, you know, the smart thing to do.
Speaking of criminals, or alleged criminals, the official alleged child killer of I'm With Stupid, Casey Anthony, was released from jail at 12:01 Sunday morning.
She was, and nobody seems to know where she's at now. And I'm not telling. I happen to know. I'm not telling. Hey, would you give me another beer, babe? Thanks. No. But, no, she wandered out of prison yesterday. And I see Fox News was talking about that this morning. They haven't seemed to get around to the Hackgate over there in England yet. Everybody else seems to be on top of that today.
Now, they covered it briefly this morning. I think it was a 10-second report.
Yeah. They just reminded everybody that Fox News is a victim somehow, or that
yes,
Rupert Murdoch is a victim.
He is.
Not that they know who Rupert Murdoch is on Fox News.
I think the best thing I heard, as you saw a video of her in that, pink polo shirt that she was wearing as she was ensconced out. Dave Briggs, one of the Mensa Society members on Fox and Friends Weekends, claimed she was walking out of prison wearing a pink shirt that had a plunging neck.
Oh, God. Plunging. I wish she had. She should have.
She should have. She's got a nice rack.
Yeah, she should have walked out with a pink shirt and short shorts. And high heels. And she should have walked out as if she was Tyra Banks walking down the runway at the fashion show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, more controversy yesterday on Fox and Friends Weekend, and they're trying to make a name for themselves, just like the Weekday guys.
Oh, yeah. The Weekend crew really got loose yesterday, didn't they?
They were getting jiggy with it.
they were discussing the GOP primary, and they were talking about the possibility of Rick Perry jumping into the race with his perfect hair. And one of them mentioned that he didn't know if Rick Perry could jump in this late and catch up to Mitt Romney money-wise because of all the money that Mitt Romney has raised. And then, Matt, what did one of your sweethearts say?
The manly-looking, needs-to-dye-her-roots Ainsley Earhart said, well, perhaps Rick can make up the money with the Christian Coalition donors because, as we all know, Mitt, being a Mormon, is not a Christian.
And I love the fact that she said, obviously not a Christian. And the guy who was talking about the money says, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, babe, that's right.
I believe that was Adam Clayton, and he evidently attended the Brian Kilmeade School of Journalism.
Yeah. And the other guy was apparently, he was just the guy, because that's all I've heard him say, was just agreeing with people, yeah. It's kind of like the guy sitting in the back at church going, that's right. Preach it.
Preach it, sister.
So, they I love it when they let slip the truth every once in a while. What I love about it is that Mitt Romney never says anything. You know, when Fox gets up there with the, you know, when somebody says Mitt Romney, you know, well, you know, he's not a Christian and this and Mitt Romney never says anything. Because he knows that the day he criticizes Fox News is the day it all comes tumbling down.
That's true. But he's also saying in the back of the mind, by not responding, you guys are morons.
Well, you know he feels that way, but he just can't say it.
He's walking a tightrope.
Yeah, maybe because he's a pussy, but...
You mean like Tim Pawlenty?
Like Tim Pawlenty, exactly.
Nerd GOP guy. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just seeing here on Fox News right now, they got the video showing that Carmageddon came to an end. That was the biggest bust I've ever seen.
Yeah. I've had a Carmageddon going on for about 6 to 8 weeks now, only it's not C-A-R, it's K-A-R-M-A.
Hi-yo! Right on top of that one, wasn't I?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I just saw the video of Casey Anthony leaving the prison and her plunging neckline. It didn't really show much. I was very disappointed.
No. Yeah. The description of plunging is about the same as saying that Mitt Romney is not a Christian. So
exactly.
Don't bother yourself with it, folks. It's nothing hot.
Although I tell you, I would have given up the entire I'm with Stupid empire if Casey had walked out of prison wearing an I'm with Stupid t-shirt. In fact, we've offered her pretty much the keys to the empire if she would like to be the third member of our cast here.
Yes, sir.
And we've gotten no response. I'm shocked that we have no response, but...
But we'll work on it, and we'll get that first interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll outbid anybody who's offering. We'll offer at least a pint of Wild Irish Rose and a carton of Newports.
We might have to take out a loan, Jay, because I think the pint's not going to do it. We're going to have to get a fifth for that baby. I think she parties hard.
Oh, yeah. We know she does. That's why we like her.
Exactly. Another GOP candidate made some news yesterday on Fox, of course.
That's where they go.
Herman Cain was on there. He wasn't singing. He wasn't singing, unfortunately. But he he did show his policy on. He actually showed a policy He talked on policy, and he said that communities do have the right to refuse to allow a mosque to be built in their town.
Well, of course, because Islam isn't just a religion. It's a law or something. And therefore, it's not covered by the First Amendment.
Right. I never knew he was so bright. The guy's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
which is odd because he said that he would never sign a bill that was longer than 3 pages. Because he doesn't like to read much, I guess.
So we need to open the phone lines here. That's right. The phone lines are open, folks, at 661-244-9852. If you want to chime in on Casey Anthony or The Heat or Fox News.
Yep. Or if you'd like to call in and talk about LeBron Solo.
LeBron Solo.
Yes, the goalkeeper for the U.S. women's soccer team. Hope Solo, with 3 weeks of being told that she was the greatest goalie on earth and the greatest goalie that ever lived, and she was incredible and awesome and wonderful, came up small in the clutch yesterday, just like LeBron James.
Yes, she did. It turned out to be her Pearl Harbor, didn't it?
Yes, it did. As the United States lost to Japan in the World Cup finals. And, you know, I don't understand, Matt, if you're watching on it was decided in penalty kicks, and Hope Solo did get one save in penalty kicks, but the Japanese goalie got 2 saves, plus an American player sent her kick sailing over the top. But I was wondering why the American kept going low on their kicks. The Japanese goalie was only 4-2. You want to go up high?
I was actually going to say she was only 2-4, but
pretty much sealed the deal when during the penalty kicks, when Hope Solo dove to the right, the ball bouncing along the ground, and it hits her in the arm and just bounces off her arm and goes right into the net. So there it went. So much for being on that cover of Wheaties. Fox. Anyway, so the women lost to Japan. Devastating loss. This is the worst thing Japan's ever done to us, man.
Yeah, exactly. And the worst thing is we never saw it coming.
Exactly. We knew they were there, but we didn't think they were a threat.
That's right.
But the first 30 minutes was unbelievable. I mean, the U.S. was just all over them. We were just like, I think they had something like three or four shots go off the crossbar. And
yes.
It was just a full throttle offensive assault, just like the summer of 1945 all over again.
And I'm sure that's what they were thinking.
Uh-huh. Yep, I'm sure their goalie, Okinawa, was thinking exactly that.
And their strikers. And the U.S. strikers, oddly enough, named Fat Man and Little Boy, were
So I was a little fast with that one, wasn't I?
Yeah, but that's okay.
I was like, I'm ready.
At least one of us remembered that we had that there.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. We have about 6 minutes left in the live chat. Once again, if you folks would like to call in at 661-244-9852, and while you're deciding and twiddling your thumbs about that, Got some more GOP news for you, J-Man.
All right. What's going on?
Well, you know, one of Vamos Stupid's fave candidates, Michelle Bachmann. There's rumors, not that I'm trying to circulate them, but there's rumors that, her husband's not a heterosexual.
Really?
Yes.
Really, yeah. I've actually heard this rumor. A local Republican official whispered it to me in the men's bathroom at the mall the other day.
That was pretty good. Continue.
No, well, he was just letting me know that that he knew, he was sure that Marcus Bachmann was allegedly gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
But I know they talked about it on I can't remember what the blog was, but there was a blog where they had a picture of Marcus Bachmann who was has a little bit of a prance to him. He was mincing around
a
bit.
Prance.
He looks a little light in the loafers.
He does. When he dances, which is often, I hear.
Yeah.
And I heard some other things about him too. On his iPod, I hear he's got a lot of show tunes on it.
Uh-oh. I also heard that he bought the first two seasons of Glee on DVD.
Well, I have a friend who works at Netflix. His last two orders were Brokeback Mountain and The Crying Game. So, but we're not judging.
No, those were excellent movies.
I love it. And when you talk in terms of the show, quite obvious choices to make.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but anyway, that pretty much is going mainstream now. So we thought we'd get out in front of it. And Mike wants to know if Marcus was wearing a plunging necktie.
He may have been.
Hi-oh!
That darn Mike.
Yeah, Marcus Bachmann showing off his moobs. Yeah, Mike ought to get his own show.
Yeah, he needs. The only thing is, he probably wouldn't show up for it half the time.
That's true. He would sleep through his own show. Oh, damn, overslept. Now, I see Eurocheck has left the chat room. I'm a little sad about that. Right. I was hoping to get to know Eurocheck and become best friends.
And but, I'm assuming that Eurocheck probably, you know, she lives in Louisville, Kentucky or something.
Probably.
Or better yet, she's in Sparta!
And it's probably a guy.
Yeah. So we have less than a minute left in the live stream. So if you'd like to call in, call us at 661-244-9852.
Got it pretty close, folks. Tell ya.
Of course, Mike's probably getting ready for dinner, so.
Yeah, he probably is. And Diane's trying to walk through the toxic smog of New Jersey. That's pretty much a daily feature there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sure. And we appreciate.
They put it on the. I was going to say they put it on all their tourism guides. Come see the toxic smog.
Come to New Jersey and view Ohio's toxic waste. because that's where we are. That's where we send ours.
And we're in the after show now, so.
Of course.
No calls today.
Not a bad chat room, though.
No, not at all.
It's a give and take. Give and take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Catcher Dude's mom says, I got nothing to say to anyone who wants to hear about these topics. Well, that didn't stop us, did it?
That's right. Sometimes you got to think outside the box. Get out of your comfort zone.
You got to not be concerned that nobody wants to hear what the hell you have to say. Just say it anyway.
And plus, we had someone in the chat room named Fluffalicious, so I consider that a win.
Oh, yeah. Fluffalicious is awesome. She's really cool.
Oh, you know her?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't live too far from me, even. But,
really?
Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter and on Tumblr.
Oh.
And on not Facebook, but Google Plus. So, we follow each other on Google Plus. So, like, we're totally, you know, really close.
Okay, here we go with the Google Plus crap.
Here's some breaking news this morning. Rachel Yucatel, one of Tiger Woods' sidelines, has returned the $10 million that he gave her.
You're kidding.
The settlement money. And is going to sue Gloria Allred.
Really?
Yes. I'm starting to like old Rachel.
Yeah.
She says that Gloria Allred duped her and used her for the only thing Gloria Allred wanted was public exposure and money, and that she didn't actually represent her in any way or do anything, you know, to represent her.
Well, this speaks volumes, and you know what it says? Up until this Tiger thing, Rachel Yucatel never watched the news, or she would have already known that.
Well, it's about time somebody went after Gloria Allred.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, what a horrible, horrible human being. Gloria Allred and Nancy Grace ought to be roommates.
Well, I was just going to say, however, as much as I loathe them both, it would be fun to have a little soiree here in the Bagwine Digs and have them both in the room at the same time. Holy cow.
And they would just walk around your apartment being outraged.
Uh-huh.
Outraged at you. My God, are you drinking again? It's not even noon.
Oh my God, this... This would have been a perfect weekend.
They pulled
perfect
the...
Sorry,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying they would pull the blow-up Miley Cyrus doll out of the closet. And they'd be shaking it. Look at this! Look at what you have! You are disgusting!
And this would have been the perfect weekend to come over, you know, with Schmoop's black eye.
Exactly. They'd have the cameras out and get the lighting just perfect, you know. Taking pictures from every angle, you know, to put it in the file.
That's right. Just to have.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they'd say, Schmoop. And according to the cohabitation laws of Ohio, you'll get half of everything. And Schmoop would say, well, okay, I'll take one of his packs of cigarettes, and that's it.
No, she would probably say, I don't want half his debt.
Yeah, you'd be in the corner drinking, saying, yeah, half of my creditors can call you now.
Exactly. And then one of them would punch her in the eye again just for effect, make it swell up more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did Shmoop have to go to work today?
Jay, it was not a pleasant day here at the Bagwine Dig.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I slept through it. poor Schmoopster, with swollen eye. After a week off, she ended it up with a swollen eye and Aunt Flo coming to town. So she's sitting at her desk in this rat hole.
Oh, my. I feel bad about laughing about it.
Well, you shouldn't. When I woke up, I had an email in my inbox, and it was a mere four word email from Schmoop. It said, "I feel like death."
Oh,
so there you have it.
Oh, well, shout out to the Schmoopster. Man, that's sad.
It is. Of course, knowing me, I sent back a nice response.
Nice, uplifting.
Mm-hmm. It was two words. Yeah, well.
You're just so loving and caring.
I'm always there for her.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I see CNN has Morgan Freeman on to discuss Nelson Mandela's birthday, since they're practically the same person. Yeah, good thing I don't have the volume up, or I'd be going to sleep to the soothing tones of Nelson Mandela's voice, or Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
They are.
So any big plans this week, J-Man?
Nothing to,
You there?
Yep, I'm here. Nothing much going on.
No.
Nothing much happening. Trying to stay cool.
I'm trying to, too. It's kind of hard here.
Yep. Trying to overcome my seething anger over the U.S. women's team's loss to Japan yesterday.
Yeah.
Twitter was just on fire yesterday.
I never knew
women's soccer was so damn popular.
Well, I'll tell you what, I heard someone, I don't know if it was Fox or MSNBC this morning, it was the busiest Twitter had ever been for like an hour or whatever, ever.
Yeah. That's what they said there at the end of the match. And they go, of course, you know, Japan, I think the match was played like at 7 a.m. Japan time. So they were just waking up. And, you know, I've been around a few Japanese, and they are pretty chatty in the morning.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. They wake up just full of energy and just talk. Good grief.
Usually in the morning here in Bagwine, all I see are chicks doing the walk of shame back to their car as they look around the lot trying to find where they parked.
Uh-huh. Or waiting for the cab. There is a taxi company there in Bagwine, isn't there?
There are actually two.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're a Metroplex.
Yeah, we have a taxi company here. They only have one cab. It's a 1984 Grand Marquis.
Well,
with a magnetic sign on the side that says taxi.
Well, you like to keep it simple down there because you guys are simple folk.
That's right. with a 67-year-old woman driving it with her arm hanging out the window with a cigarette, you know.
Is her name Maud?
Probably. I don't even know what their rates are. I'm sure they're outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from here to Walmart, 1 mile. That'll be $17.35, sir.
Yeah, but they don't put it in those terms, do they? I would think you guys are still on the bit system. 2 bits, 3 bits. Oh, God. If I was near the computer, I would have hit the hey-o right there.
I would have done it for you, but, you know, you need to hey-o your own joke every once in a while.
I know I do. But, you know, I have a pacing problem.
Yeah. You know, I was looking around yesterday, and I was waiting for somebody to do the old, while they were watching the World Cup final, I was waiting for them to throw out the old, I prefer women's soccer to men's soccer because it's a more pure form of the game, like they always do with basketball. You know, the 12 people that watch women's basketball.
Right.
It's a more pure form. They play it the way it was meant to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Boring. That's how it was meant to be played. But, if you're going to watch women's sports, then softball and soccer are the two sports to watch. Maybe hockey.
Because, not a big hockey fan in general.
Yeah. The reason people aren't hockey fans generally is the game moves so fast and they can't keep up with the puck. But in the women's game, it's not so fast. Oh, never mind. That'll get me in trouble with the ladies.
Oh,
you sexist. You sexist.
I know what you're trying to say. In women's hockey, instead of a slap shot, it's a tap shot. Okay, hold on. I'm doing it.
Hi-oh! And even though we're in the after show, we still have the studio audience.
Yes, we do.
And, there was another breaking news thing this morning, Matt.
Oh, what's that?
Something you'll be pretty interested in. It looks like NBC is going to install Al Sharpton as the host for their 6 p.m. show.
Where's the cricket sound effect?
Yep. See, that's funny because a couple of weeks ago, the word was that Christopher Hayes was going to get that show.
I kind of like Chris Hayes.
Yeah, well, I was glad that they were going to put him in there because if there's anything MSNBC needs in their evening lineup, it's a white liberal from the Northeast. They don't have enough of those.
No. So instead they're installing a black liberal from the Northeast.
Who made his entire career off of a total and complete lie. But,
That's okay.
That's
alleged
all right.
Lie.
That's
alleged. Alleged.
Alleged. So, anyway, I will admit Al Sharpton can be kind of funny sometimes.
Yes, he can. And I will tell you, on this, on Saturday's show, because we're running out of time. I'll tell you what, Jay. I bet we do have that first Casey Anthony interview.
Oh, really? You
mm-hmm.
got word that we're going to make that happen, huh?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to it.
So will I.
Yep. Hope you can get her drunk and get her to answer a few questions.
Oh, I'll try.
Okay. Well, 20 seconds left, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yep.
Instead of getting cut off, we'll just wrap it up.
We don't like to be cut off.
Yep. And send a quick one last shout out to Average Chick.
That's right. As well as Marcus Bachman. Come on.
And Marcus.
Come clean. Come clean, babe.
Yep. Prancing around out there.
All right, Jay.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.